Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to Pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's Pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
The Blitz, KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to text the show. There's also the Blitz Facebook page. You can find that. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he will respond. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-L-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at the producer Nick, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. And we are out here at Nick's Place as we have 2 hours left in our Christmas party that has been fantastic all day long. If you're just getting in your car, now's the time to get out here because there's some really drunk people that you can hang out with. And then you can still get drunk. So there's that. Want to just mention a few people one more time here as we move forward. Props to Courtney for doing all this. You guys know Courtney. She's the best.
She might not be the best. She's like top five for sure, though. Top five promotions director at our station, 100% true. She says she's number one.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with her on this one. I say she's the best.
Okay.
Also, our raffle sponsors, Garden Grace, Lock Bar in Uzo Bay, Union Kitchen Jack's Grill, Nympha's Movietopia, and Mardi Gras Galveston. So thanks to all of them. We still have stuff to give away over there, Courtney.
I tried to go to Nympha's the other day, like last week, and there was some street festival going on.
Yeah, that's like every – you probably went on Sunday. I think it's Sunday they have that.
No, it was after work.
Well, they have a market. The one on Navigation?
Yes.
Yeah, well, they have a farmer's market on Sundays.
This was after work.
Okay.
So, yeah. I don't know what
but that whole thing they built there now, they have festivals and stuff like that.
It was too crazy, so I just didn't do it.
Yeah, I try to get over there, and usually it just depends on who's less crowded out of El Tiempo and Nympha's, but I try to go
to both
of them.
That's how you make your decisions?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good call.
Who has two spots at the bar, basically. So, so we're out here at Nick's Place hanging out. We'll be here till 7, and always, I love coming here. This is my old home bar. It's always great to see Nick and Cindy. And then Nick and I always talk about how we're gonna find some time to hang out in the next few months, and we never do.
You never do.
No, because I don't come down here enough.
And you're not a very good person.
It goes both ways, pal.
Does it though?
The Uber doesn't just come to Nick's place. Let me just point that out. So, but yeah, I'm definitely gonna get it.
It can come to Nick's place.
It can, and that's what's gonna happen.
All right.
So, I want to shout out to my man Kyle over here, who doesn't know anybody and wants to hang out with somebody. So you guys be nice.
Bring Kyle over. This table right here. Kyle, over here.
Yeah. Those people will take care of you.
Yeah. That table. Those people.
With that, I don't know. You'll have to ask him. So, all right. You know what? This is where we usually go through.
Go on, Kyle. Get over there.
Yeah. Go on over there, pal. This is where we go through the NFL games for
Let's
the week.
Let's do it.
And obviously, three of them tomorrow.
I'm going to be honest. I hate this NFL card.
I will tell you this, and I told you this off air, and I will freely admit this to the people. I had a hard time coming up with three games this week for pregame.
I'm way more onto these bowl games. The lines are tough. And really, the problem with the NFL games right now is there's a lot of teams that are out of it that just don't really care, and it's hard to handicap teams that have nothing to play for.
Right, because some of them show up and some of them don't,
yes.
And it's just hard to figure out. But I did hit Buffalo today. did hit my hockey over last night, for those of you who followed along. So, and actually, the 2 6.5s, one of them went way over 6.5. The other one went under, so it would have been a split there. So you would have won. You'd have been 2-1 if you just took all three of them. But, yeah, the one thing before we get to the NFL, my favorite game of the week, maybe the bowl season, is SMU. I absolutely love SMU.
You know what? Jerry Bowe and I talked about SMU, and I hit SMU -3 when it opened. Jerry did too, and it was one of the numbers that I jumped on immediately, and I'm actually terrified about it right now because I hit it early because I assumed the market was going to move that number way up, and I figured it'd probably go off at 6, 6.5, maybe even 7, and it has not budged. And in fact, every time it's gone to 3.5, it got hammered right back down to 3. So while my initial handicap and my numbers say this is a good play for SMU, I don't know that the market agrees with me as much as I thought it would.
You know what it is now?
What is it now?
7.
What?
Yeah, I'm looking at pregame. It's now SMU -7.
I mean, it was 3 this morning.
Yeah, I know, because it was 3.5 this morning because I put a second ticket on it. Listen, and now that it's a 7, I feel great.
Oh, I'm seeing. Wow.
Okay. Something must have come out.
Something's happened.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the board here and some of the big shops. So William, this is crazy. William Hill, which is a super square shop in Vegas, has it at 4. But Five Dimes has it at 8, which is a book.
Wow.
It's a book that
it's
I
8
use.
On my bookie now.
8
too?
On my
yes.
bookie. The Westgate -9.
Well,
so and I'm telling you, it was 3 this morning. So there's been a massive
shift.
Yeah,
somebody's heard or something that
something had to come out that I didn't hear about. So
the thing is,
I will say I don't like SMU at 9.
No. Well, I think they're going to house them. I really do. SMU has something to play for here. An 11-win season is huge for them. Florida Atlantic has lost their coach. And just on the surface, let's throw out everything else. SMU played better teams. They played a better schedule. They're a better football team than Florida Atlantic. They played tougher competition, and they're just a better team. And my numbers say that they're about 6.5 points better. And you throw in all the other motivation, I think this is a rout. I love SMU. Now that it's at 9, I don't know that I'm touching that.
That's pretty wild.
But I do like them at the number I got them at. I got them at 3 and 3.5. I feel very good about that. I honestly feel good inside of 10. I think they're going to destroy Florida Atlantic. So, what's that?
You got academic it. Suspensions for wide receivers Pico Harrison and D'Angelo Antoine, as well as junior middle linebacker Kiki
Leroy. That
can't
be. Ooh. Okay. Well, as I said,
that's 3 starters. So
that's tough to make. That's tough 6-point move.
Yeah,
though.
I don't. I mean, unless it's a quarterback, right?
Right. Even then, I mean, unless it's like. Unless it's Tua or Joe Burrow, I mean,
right.
How many quarterbacks are we moving things 6 points for?
All right, well, let's get to the NFL games, and we start with tomorrow, where your beloved Houston Texans, who I know, didn't realize it was this late. Sorry, my bad.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate Siding and Windows. Listen, if you've got old crummy windows, you're letting money float out the door. Guys, don't let the cold weather seep into your home through old leaky aluminum windows when you could be saving up to 40% on your electric bills. 40%. Think about that. Think about what your electric bill is. Now take 40% of it and put it back in your pocket. That's what you could be doing with Allstate. Guys, give them a call today for their winter special. 30% off all windows. $2,500 for all full siding jobs. They're family owned and operated for over 45 years. What's that mean? They're going to be here. When you need them, they're going to be here because they've been here. When you want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. They've got military discounts, senior discounts, first responder discounts. This is the kind of people you want to do business with. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or check them out online at allstatesidingandwindows.com. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows.
So I'm always good where I'm at. Word to Junior, Jazzy, Baby J. Tell him when I die, put my money in a crack.
Couple figures, kill a skull, and collect.
Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Nick's Place. And a really good crew of Blitzers and general 97.5 listeners. Shout out to my man Lawyer Dave, who's here.
Lawyer Dave.
I don't have a Lawyer Dave live read today, but he is the best lawyer on the planet.
I can say with personal experience.
Yeah.
I got sued. Lawyer Dave said, "Suck it," and that guy said, "Okay, you're right. I'm sucking it now."
Yep. On his knees. Boom.
Yeah. Done. That's how it went.
Yeah. Yeah. That was it.
That's how it went.
So
and they learn.
But. Yeah, we missed you at steak night last night, Dave. That was a good time. So he was off doing Christmas party stuff. All right, so we'll go through the NFL here, and we'll start with your beloved Houston Texans. Number still sitting at 3. Your thoughts?
If I had to make a play on this game, it'd be the Texans. It feels like they're the better team. Tampa Bay's beat up.
Two starting receivers out.
Tampa Bay is not covered at home. It seems lined up for the Texans to win, but so did Denver. So
yeah, well, that's the thing. How can you trust them?
They're a hard team to read right now, honestly.
I do like the over because I think they're going to score a lot of points, and I think they're going to give up some points. The difference is if Tampa had both receivers, they had Mike Evans – the Texans don't have an answer for that in the secondary. They don't get enough pressure for even Bradley Roby to cover him.
I think Godwin's more important than Evans.
Well, even though I think you take Godwin out too. Now they're both gone.
Evans is a better receiver, but Jameis Winston, like the completion rate to Godwin is like significantly higher than it is to Evans. They're going to miss that.
Yeah,
and this offense that's so dependent on their receivers is now, you know, basically crippled, or they're looking at tight ends or running backs, and I don't feel great about it. To me, it's Texans or nothing.
Yeah, for me, because I've seen the Texans act enough, I can't play them. I would be on the other side, but I don't. You know, I wouldn't feel good about it. I don't think it's enough points. If we're outside of 3, I'd feel better about Tampa because I do think it's going to be close. I don't think the Texans are going to run away and hide here. Although that wouldn't shock me either. You know, if they come out with a big effort, it wouldn't shock me. I just feel like they're so inconsistent that from a betting perspective, I almost never know what to do with them. So, thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Dave's the man.
I do like the over, though. I'll take over 50 all day. Because the Texans are going to score on them, but Tampa's going to score on the Texans. And if they don't, guess what? The Texans will play defense in the fourth quarter, and Tampa will get 24 points.
Yeah.
49ers minus 6.5 against the Rams.
I like the under. I think it's a close game.
44.5.
And because it's a relatively low total and because I do like the under, if I had to make a play, it'd be on the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams are actually who you should play if you're going to play this game.
I don't feel good. I don't like the Rams.
I don't like them enough to bet it.
No. But I definitely don't want to give points with the Niners in this spot either. I think it's a close game.
And the other game tomorrow, Bills plus 6.5 against the Patriots. I've been waiting all week for this to get back to 7, won't do it.
I like the Bills. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there. I think that while the Patriots defense obviously gives problems to Josh Allen, I mean, he's not, and I don't think that he's going to get somehow better. I think we saw the Bills defense give problems to Tom Brady. And they gave problems to Tom Brady before everybody was giving problems to Tom Brady. So the Bills, when they played him the first time and they held Tom Brady in check relatively, and that was actually a pretty close game despite the fact that Josh Allen kept giving the ball away. I think now with Brady not playing as well as he was early in the season, Josh Allen playing better, I like the Bills plus 6.5 here.
I'm with you here. I wish it was 7, but
I do too.
I'm going to even sprinkle. I might sprinkle a small amount Bills money line here.
Well, the reality is it doesn't matter for the Patriots if they lose this game.
Right, they're still
all they've got to do is beat the Dolphins next week and they win the division.
Yeah, although there's I guess the 2 seed's still in play because if the Chiefs catch them,
true,
and the Chiefs are only a game back, so And I don't think the Chiefs are losing to the Bears. I'll just throw that out there. Not to hint ahead to another game I actually
Spoiler
like.
Alert.
Yeah. So those are your three Saturday games. I probably have, this is the worst I've felt about NFL games, I think, all season in terms of confidence level in what I'm going to play. But, I do like – the Bills are probably
it could
up there.
Be because I got smashed last week.
Well, I did too. You don't want that to stay in your head, but you can't help but back off a little bit.
Yeah.
Bronco -7 against the Lions.
I like the Broncos here. I think the Lions without Stafford are in the conversation for worst team in football, and I think that it's kind of a get-right spot for the Broncos here. That's a bad team they're playing. So give me the Broncos.
Christina tapping out after being here since 7 a.m.
How so. Weak.
So.
Yeah, it was weak. That was weak. Did you make out with Gilbert earlier? That's the rumor. That's the rumor going around.
Anyway, where are you going anyway? You know, make out some more with me over here. And you bite right on my back. Anyway.
She could ride on the front of his bike.
Right on the front or the back on a handlebar. Anyway.
All right. Chargers -7 against the Raiders. I kind of want to play the Raiders here.
I don't blame you. There's nothing for me in this game. If I were playing this game in any way, it would be a teaser, and I'd tease the Chargers down because I thought before last week the Chargers were the kind of team that doesn't get blown out.
Right.
I also didn't account for them turning the ball over 45 times, and apparently that's possible too. So I don't know what the Chargers are right now. I mean, they should be able to beat the Raiders, although they don't get a lot of separation from anybody. So it's not a game that I would look at unless I was playing a teaser, and even then I'm not super confident in them.
Falcon -7 against Jaguar.
This is tough for me because I think that the Falcons are clearly better, and But I thought the Jags had quit last week.
And they did for three quarters.
But
they didn't in the fourth when it mattered.
And then – so that's a concern. And then the other concern is the 49ers won last week. They beat Kyle Shanahan.
Falcons.
The Falcons beat Kyle Shanahan. They beat their old coach. I mean, no one saw him winning. I was heavy on Falcons +11.
Yeah, I got 10, I think.
That's one of the only things I got right last week, but I didn't think they were going to win that game. They win that game, and now what? Are they – I mean, was that their Super Bowl? Are they chilling now? Are they good with what they got? Do you start playing for draft picks? Are you still fighting for Dan Quinn's job? I don't know. So I don't want to bet the Jags because I still think the Jags are a corpse team.
I think the Raiders are a bigger corpse right now. Which is why they,
right?
You know,
I didn't think that before. Now I do.
Yeah, well, I knew they were both corpses. I didn't know which one was the worst, and so now we know one of them's walking dead, and one of them's just dead. So I'd lean Falcons here, but I don't feel great about it. Saints -2.5 at the Tennessee Titans. This is another one I've been waiting for it to get to three, so I could take the Titans. I think Titans may win this game outright.
I do too.
I've been wrong betting against the Saints all year.
Yeah, I'm not in a hurry to throw money at the Titans, but. I do think the Titans are the play here. I think that when you – this line was a pick'em last week. We talked about it. It was a pick'em. And what's happened since then? The Titans played the Texans relatively close statistically game. I mean, if not, the Titans outperformed them statistically. And then the Saints had a massive win on Monday Night Football where Drew Brees set records and everybody was happy and it was exciting. Now Drew Brees has to go play outside for the first time in a long time. It's suddenly 2.5, 3 points.
He's coming off one of the best passing performances in NFL history.
Titans are playing for their life.
Yeah.
They're playing for their life. To me, it's Titans or nothing.
I agree.
I'd much rather have a three or tease it up over like to where you're at 8.5 now.
Do you think there's any correlation if the Texans win and the Titans can't win the division?
I mean, they still have a playoff shot.
Yeah, they do. So, and I still think there's a good chance both the playoff teams come out of the AFC South.
Wouldn't shock me. The Titans are better than the Steelers.
Yeah.
I just don't know if they'll finish with a better record.
Well, and a lot depends on what's the Ravens' motivation the last week against the Steelers. So there's still a lot to be determined there. Redskins minus 1.5 against the Giants.
I hate both these teams so much. This kind of game is what makes it hard. Because neither, I don't know if teams are playing for draft picks. I don't know what they're doing. I actually think the Giants are the better team. So I'll take points with the Giants. I don't feel really good about it either way. I think this is one of those matchups where I'll just take the team that's getting points.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I'm not playing this game. Steelers minus 3 at Jets. I kind of like the Jets here.
I like the Jets a lot. I think this is a defensive matchup. These are two bad offenses. Give me the team getting points here. I think the Steelers are elite defensively. This is one of the games I like the under on. I think it's a grinding rock fight game. So I'll take the points with the Jets.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And, here's a radio tease for you. We have thoughts on the Bengals-Dolphins showdown coming up next.
Big thoughts.
And then other games, too. There's some other games like Cowboys-Eagles and Chiefs-Bears. Well, I guess we'll get to those.
Some garbage games.
I know everybody wants to hear about Bengals-Dolphins. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Nick's Place for the annual ESPN 97.5 Christmas Party. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz here at Nick's Place, just having a great time. And if you're not here, you're missing out big time because there's still some people here from this morning. There's the second wave has come in. I know Jerry Bo's still running around here somewhere.
I think Jerry Bo went back.
Did he?
Is Jerry still here?
No, he's here because Mrs. Jerry Bo is here.
Yeah, but she doesn't care about him that much. Oh, Jerry is here. Never mind.
Yeah, he's right over there.
Yeah, he's got a show at 7 o'clock. He's getting hammered for. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, awesome. Oh, I thought Trey was doing the board on that.
Because Jerry doesn't have a show tonight.
Yeah, so Jerry can get as hammered as he wants.
Yeah, Jerry's just getting hammered.
Yeah, he's good. He's good. See, that's where your boss hat had to come on for a second. Yeah, Jerry, wait a minute.
Jerry's on another Vegas trip with us next week. In February. So
yeah,
we're ready to go.
You know, you don't want to have to say, hey, make sure you show up for your job.
No.
You don't have to do that. That would be bad. All right, let's go on to Bengals minus 1 against the Dolphins, essentially a pick 'em. I like the Dolphins here, believe it or not. I'm not going to play it because I think there's other trash games that are worth playing, but I like the Dolphins here.
Gun to head, I would like the Bengals a little bit better because the Bengals, if they win this game, they could still lose next week and still have the number one pick. I think that they're going to have some success running the ball with Joe Mixon. I think finally maybe Joe Mixon has a breakout game. He's been due for one. So I like the Bengals. I don't like them a lot. I don't like them enough to play them because this is a game where nobody cares. So
right. I feel about the Dolphins. I don't like them enough to play them, but I like the other side of it if I were going to play it.
Right.
Colts minus 6.5 against the Panthers. I can't imagine the Colts being 6.5 favorites against anything right now. I also can't imagine betting the Panthers with your money.
Yeah, the Panthers are a corpse. Give me give me Colts if I had. I mean, I don't want it, but give me Colts.
I can't. Ravens minus 9.
The only reason I say Colts is because I feel like Frank Reich is the kind of guy who's not going to let his team quit even though they're eliminated. He doesn't strike me as that kind of guy, so I expect, like, full-bore effort from those guys. Well, as full-bore as
well. Do you think Ron Rivera will – oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Ron Rivera's not making decisions.
Ravens minus 9.5 against the Browns. I like the Ravens here, and we've talked about the Browns being a high variance team all year. I think it's either Ravens run away and hide, or Browns pull off an upset. And I think run away and hide is much more likely.
That's
here.
The way I lean to. I'm not looking to lay 10 points with a division opponent on the road.
But I also know what's going to happen.
Zero chance I could play the Browns.
If the Browns get down 10-0, 14-0, this is going to be a 45-14.
And I do think that the Ravens were embarrassed when they played the Browns early this season.
There's some motivation there. Plus, they'd love to just basically take next week off.
Yep.
And I think everything points Raven. I'm not huge at giving up big lines like that either. But all right, the game that one person in the bar cares about: Cowboys -2 at Eagles.
And what a gross game!
Yeah, it is. It's a hold your nose game too. I can't play the Eagles under any circumstances. The Cowboys, at least to me, have some upside. That when they do play well, they look like a real team. I have yet to see the Eagles play a game where I say, "Wow, that's a team that can beat somebody in the playoffs." I'll take the Cowboys inside of three.
This is the game that decides who gets to get their ass kicked by the 49ers or the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So it's super exciting, but my guess is the Cowboys take this because the Cowboys have better talent. The Eagles are they've got nothing at wide receiver. They are so beat up. I just don't see a way for them to do it. I don't want to bet it again because I don't trust the Cowboys because they have a moron at head coach. And with Dak being banged up, I don't feel great about that. But if I were putting money on either team, if you said, hey, you've got to put money on a team, it'd be the Cowboys because the Eagles are such a mess.
Well, if you really want to break the tie, Crystal less drunk now than Holly was when she left. And Holly's an Eagles fan, so I'll take Cowboys.
Who took Holly home?
She had a friend driver.
Dude?
She's actually flying somewhere today.
Was it a dude?
Yeah.
What a hoe.
Stop. Stop. All right. Seahawks
9-2.
Yeah. He means that with love. He really does. I think. Seahawks -9.5 against the Cardinals. Well, I think the Seahawks are clearly the better team here. When was the last time they blew anybody out?
Yeah, I like Arizona.
Arizona's been a solid ATS team all year.
I think they suck. I do think, though, that they'll score some points in this game, and if they score any, they'll give up a lot of points, but if they score any, I think they can keep it within single digits. So, yeah, I like Arizona.
Chiefs.
Although it sucks. The only team Seattle beat by double digits, Arizona.
Yeah, yeah. So, Chiefs -6 at Chicago. I got to tell you, I love Kansas City here. Chicago has nothing left to play for. The Chiefs have found a defense. Playing on the road in Chicago is not going to phase them because last week they played in a freaking snowstorm. I mean, playing outside doesn't phase them. Andy Reid's pretty good on the road, ATS. This is one of the few games that I actually say I'm going to put money on. Like the Chiefs.
I like the Chiefs, too. I don't like them a lot.
Like them as much as I like anything else this weekend.
Yeah,
how's that?
It seems like more points than I'm totally looking to give. But, yeah, I'm with you.
Inside a touchdown, though.
The Chiefs are starting to look like the team that it's starting to look like maybe the AFC isn't already locked up for the Ravens.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs are a team that I could see giving them problems. And I don't know that anybody else can give them problems. I think the Ravens, the Patriots could give them problems defensively. But the Patriots can't score against the Ravens. The Chiefs are a complete team, and they're starting to look like it, which they weren't early in the season. I like the Chiefs, too.
Maybe it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Like Chiefsmas.
Yeah. And Vikings -5.5 against the Packers on Monday night.
Number's bigger than I thought it would be, but I still like the Vikings. I think they're better. I think they run the ball at will. Inside a touchdown, I would take the Vikings.
Any other college games before Monday that you have an interest in? We mentioned SMU, but anybody else?
I like Kent State tonight. I got it at 9. I think it's at 7 now. I'd still like it moderately at 7. I like Liberty tomorrow. We mentioned.
I like Liberty. I used them in one of my contests this week.
SMU, we talked about. I like the under in the San Diego State Central Michigan game. San Diego State, their offense is the worst of all the bowl teams. They're the worst offense, and their defense is good enough.
Worse than Cal?
Worse than Cal. They're like Cal with a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And Central Michigan, their defense is good enough, though. They play that weird 4-6 defense that, like, it gives people problems. So I like the under in that game, and. We'll be back before anything else big gets played.
Yeah, right? We can get to the rest of them on Monday. And we will be here Monday.
Unlike some lazy-ass people, we'll be here on Monday.
Hey, we'll be here Monday. Thursday, Friday next week. We're just going to take off Christmas Eve and Christmas, and we'll have normal shows. So the hours might vary a little bit based on the bowl games, but we'll tell you about all that on Monday. Monday's a regular show, right?
Yes.
4 to 7. So, yeah, we'll be here.
After the bowl game. Whenever the bowl game ends, we'll be on.
Okay. So maybe not 4 to 7.
Somewhere.
Maybe 4:36 to 7.
Yeah, 4-ish.
Yeah. But we'll go over everything then. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And if you're just getting off work, get on out here to Nick's place and finish up this party strong. There's still a lot of cool people here. And the lovely Esme just walked in. She's very famous. So there you go. A lot of famous people here.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
well, Juggalo Trey left.
Well, Juggalo Trey, the most famous.
Lawyer Dave is here.
They're pretty close to Juggalo Trey.
Rogelio is here.
Yeah. Rogelio is always here.
He's famous because he's the only Rogelio
I
know.
Yeah. I don't know another Rogelio.
Black Spotted Zebra is here.
Yeah.
With a disgusting mustache.
Yeah, but you know what? He lost a bunch of weight, though.
He did lose a bunch of weight, but honestly, if he were fat with that mustache, would it be even worse? I don't know. I don't know what's worse. I think the skinny makes the mustache even creepier.
He kind of looks like drugged up Johnny Depp with that mustache.
That's what I was going to say. He looks like a Pirates of the Caribbean extra.
Oh. Hey, Black Spotted Zebra pretty much has been coming to these things since I was born.
He's the man.
And Holly says she drove herself. That scares me. That scares me. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show. And we'll have a Gym of the Day coming up next. And I have a bunch of Gym of the Days. And I think the one we're going to do is a story that I knew we were going to get to today. I thought it would be sooner, so I had plenty of backup gyms. And it involves somebody you know really well. We'll tell you who that is. Well, AJ knows really well.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. We'll tell you who it is when we come back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Nick's Place, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz here at Nick's Place. And party is still going on. So if you're looking for something to do, come on out here. If you're just getting off work, this is your place to be. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day, it's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, AJ's making his way back, so I'm going to stall a little bit because I really want to hear what he has to say about this. But I'm sure most of you have seen the video by now. If you haven't, let me just give you a little bit of advice. Even if you think you're a pretty good boxer, don't go talk bleep to Derek Lewis.
Oh, no. I saw this poor, poor soul.
Oh, he's not a poor soul. He's an idiot.
Dumbass.
He deserved everything he got. I mean, guess what? I don't care how good you think you are as an amateur boxer.
Yeah,
Derek Lewis is a bad man, and he can punch.
Bob Perez, who is his coach, and we're actually going to have him in. He's coaching one of the fighters on the Houston card, besides Derek, and we're going to have him in. But random dude walked into the gym and said, "Yo, Derek, your Instagram isn't funny," which weird flex, but. Okay.
Yeah, I would disagree respectfully. I think it's pretty funny, but okay. I guess Twitter's pretty funny when he does it.
But here's what happened. He says that he walked in the gym, Guy said he was a legit boxer and he would knock out Derek Lewis. And everyone thought he was joking, and he wasn't. And he talked, he mouthed off at Bob, and Bob told him to leave the gym. And he went back upstairs, or he came downstairs to apologize, and Bob accepted the apology, went back upstairs, and continued to say that he was a monster. And as they were getting ready for MMA training, Bob saw him talking to Derek, and he thought that he was burying the hatchet.
Yeah, apologizing, saying, sorry, I was out of line.
He told Derek he wasn't real because he did MMA, and that's for kiddies.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And then Derek said, get this man some gloves. And they got him some gloves. And
made
Derek
him sign a waiver.
Made him sign a waiver, and Derek almost killed him.
Yeah.
Guys.
No headgear. No headgear. You signed the waiver. There's no headgear. You got to take that medicine.
Part of me admires that this guy at least said, hey, I'm going to go to the top. I'm going to fight the biggest, baddest dude I know. There's something to be said for that.
There is. There's also something to be said for the better part of valor is sometimes just being
Not stupid. Yeah.
And even Bob, when he was like, hey, Derek's looking for some training partners. Do you want to come spar a little bit with him? He'll go easy on you. I said, no. What benefit do I get from that? Like, I don't want to get hurt. I'm not looking to get beat up. But there's guys who literally will walk in off the street and be like, oh, yeah, I can beat him. No, you can't. No.
Why do people feel the need to keep doing that? Because this isn't uncommon. I mean, it's...
Oh, it happens fairly regularly.
Yeah, and...
If you're a turd, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah, sometimes there's guys who aren't even looking for a name. They just want to fight anyone who's a professional fighter. So they'll walk into an MMA gym and be like, hey, let's go. Give me somebody. Let me show you what's up. And the rule of thumb is make them sign a waiver, and then you gently show... And I used to get the job of doing that at my gym, which was kind of fun.
Make him sign a waiver?
No, I got to be the guy that they would get to go around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I know you've had this come up before, too, where
guys
want to fight you and,
I don't know why, because I'm a really nice guy. It doesn't make sense that people would want to fight me, but whatever.
Really? Did he just drop a rim shot on you with that?
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I honestly though, if you're gonna fight somebody, I mean, by the way, Derek's really good at knocking people out.
That's kind of like his best trait.
So I mean, it's one thing if you're gonna go after a guy who's a takedown specialist. Even then, it doesn't sound like this guy was much of a boxer. Didn't look like it. That's for sure.
He might have been.
That's true.
But then he got hit.
Yeah, he was really...
Sometimes you forget your skills after you get hit.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen the video, it's all over the place. It's
on Derek's Instagram.
And it's worth your 1 minute of time. Yeah. That's about how long it is. But, so just public service announcement. Yet another one for you guys today. Don't go and try to box Derek Lewis.
At the Beast UFC on Instagram if you want to watch it.
I mean, sure, if you're Deontay Wilder, okay. Go ahead. Be my guest.
Yeah.
If you're a random guy who's won some even low-level professional, don't do it. I would be curious what this guy's background was, how much boxing he's actually done. Because you know what happened? He beat somebody that made him think he could go in and go toe-to-toe with Derek.
Yep.
So... I'd be curious to get that information. I'm sure somebody knows. They could text the show. All right, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
guess the Gem of the Day guy must have watched the movie Warrior and pumped up. Newsflash, life ain't a movie.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm all for stuff like that. When you go and challenge somebody and get your ass kicked.
It happens. Yeah. It happens to the best of us, Fred.
Why? Have you ever done that?
No.
Neither have I. And you know why?
Because you're a smart.
I'm not a dumb.
Yeah.
But it says if you're scared by a dog, I got two dogs. I don't need to fight Derek Lewis. So there you go. There's a difference between being scared and self-preservation.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Anybody who says they're not scared to fight Derek Lewis is lying. Like, I even think, like the pros that he has fought are scared when they get in the ring with him. And I don't blame them. I'm not saying they're, like, weak. But I think if you don't have a healthy fear of that dude who's knocked out some of the best heavyweight fighters in the world, then there's something wrong with you. And you probably should have a healthy fear of it.
Well, and what we've always talked about.
I mean, I've been scared every time I fought, and I didn't fight anyone nearly as good as Derek Lewis.
Yeah, so, you fought a guy named Timmy, the word we can't use.
Yeah, I'm still scared.
Well, yeah, because he could land a punch.
You never know.
And he did hit you once.
Barely.
But that was the only way he was winning that fight. Yeah. He was going to have to get a lucky punch. But yeah, that's, you know, you've been in there. You know what it's like. And, man, Derek Lewis? Jeez.
No, I'm not in on that.
And even, like I said, even if you're a pretty good boxer, I mean, we're talking about an elite-level MMA heavyweight who can box.
You got to be better than that guy was.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully we'll find out who he was, what his record was.
We won't.
You don't think so?
No, he's going to hide forever.
Somebody will see that video and know who he is. Oh, yeah, that's Bob. Bob won a heavyweight fight at Arena Theater.
Oh, pardon me.
Wow, 555. That's pretty far in.
Thank you.
Not bad. I'm gonna give that one a solid A-. That was strong.
Thank you.
All right, so we still got another hour to go. So if you're out and about, come on out here to Nick's place. Hang
still
out.
Some hanger on it. Kyle.
Oh, he's asleep. Man.
You good over there, Kyle?
He's asleep.
Kyle.
He's out.
Kyle?
He's totally out.
Mm. Yeah. Kyle.
All right. Well, we're going to be here for another
just
hour.
Just to warm out.
Oh, boy.
All right, guys.
And now there's stuff being thrown.
I got to tell you about pajamagram.com. You want to heat things up this Christmas, go with a win-win this year, something that's going to make her feel hot and heat up your holiday as well. How about the super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends over at pajamagram.com? Let's face it, it's hard to be hot when she's freezing cold, and the hoodie footy's the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas and headed toe warmth will make sure she's feeling cozy in no time. And it gets even better because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That's the icing on the cake because it means you don't have to wrap a thing. And that's what I'm looking for, not wrapping presents. They're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. Delivery by Christmas guaranteed, so you're risking nothing. You want more? Okay. How about for a limited time, $10 off on adult-size hoodie footies when you use the code SAVE10 at checkout. Go to pajamagram.com. Use promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. Promo code SAVE10. Make sure you tell them AJ from ESPN 97.5 sent you. That's pajamagram.com.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.